Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, along with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Chief of the Air Staff Air Chief Marshal A.P. Singh and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Kitripathi, today called on President Draupadi Murmu to brief on Operation Sindoor. In a social media post, the President praised the valour and dedication of the armed forces, acknowledging their role in making India's response to terrorism a remarkable success. India has categorically rejected China's continued unfolded and absurd attempts to assign new names to locations within the state of Arunachal Pradesh. In response to media queries, the spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, reiterated that such actions are entirely unacceptable and stand in direct contradiction to India's consistent and principled position. He emphasized that no amount of creative renaming can alter the clear and indisputable reality that Arunachal Pradesh was, is, and will always remain an integral part of India. The government has approved a semiconductor unit to be set up near Jewar Airport in Uttar Pradesh. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the unit to be set up under the India Semiconductor Mission with the joint venture of HCL and Foxconn. He said the plant is designed for 20,000 wafers per month and the design output capacity is 36 million units per month.
आज प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने कैबिनेट में सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट जो भारत का छठा सेमीकंडक्टर यूनिट बनेगा वो जेवर उत्तर प्रदेश में बन रहा है उसको अप्रूव किया है अब तक पांच सेमीकंडक्टर की यूनिट्स इंडिया सेमीकंडक्टर मिशन के तहत अप्रूव होने के बाद में बहुत तेजी से उसमें कंस्ट्रक्शन चल रहा है उन पांचों में और एक का प्रोडक्शन इस वर्ष 2025 से स्टार्ट हो जाएगा.
The minister said five semiconductor units are already in advanced stages of construction and with this sixth unit, India moves forward in its journey to develop the strategically vital semiconductor industry. In Arunachal Pradesh, the state unit of Bharatiya Janata Party organized a Tiranga Yatra from Ganga to Tennis Court in Itanagar today to celebrate the valor of the Indian Armed Forces and the unwavering leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Party workers, supporters and citizens joined the march. The Yatra aimed to honor the sacrifices of the armed forces and reaffirm the nation's commitment to unity. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh during the next few days. IMD has issued orange alert in 3 districts and yellow alert in 17 districts for the next 24 hours. Orange alerts have been issued for the districts of East Siang, Papumpare and Leparada. It has predicted thunderstorms with lightning and very heavy rainfall at isolated places. A semi-intensive Mithun rearing unit was inaugurated at Jomlo Mongku in Siang District yesterday by Deputy Commissioner P.N. Thungon. Supported by ICAR NRC on Mithun, the initiative promotes scientific and sustainable Mithun farming. The Jomlo Mongku Mithun Farming Federation has united 14 villages with 3 already running semi-intensive units. With over 14,000 Mithuns in Rumgong subdivision, the project aims at boosting rural livelihoods and livestock management. The Upper Subansiri Gallo Welfare Society, in collaboration with the district administration, organized a mass cleanliness drive at New Market, Dapurijo today. Members, including senior citizens, actively participated in the social surveys. Deputy Commissioner Taso Gambo appreciated the initiative and urged regular drives to inspire public participation. The society stated that the objective was to raise awareness on cleanliness and hygiene, promoting a healthier environment. India has blocked the X accounts of Global Times, Xinhua News agency NTRT world in the country. According to the sources, the action has been taken against them for allegedly disseminating false Pakistani propaganda in the country. Global Times is an English language tabloid operated under the People's Daily, owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Xinhua News agency serves as the official state news agency of the People's Republic of China, while TRT World is Turkey's public broadcaster. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.